If you want to start something new in the new year, you might consider the bagpipe. Piping classes and practice will start on January 8th at the First Presbyterian Church in Kalamazoo. WMUK producer Nancy Camden put together this audio postcard from the Kalamazoo Pipe Band's practice session.
My name is Gloria Culp. I'm former pipe major of this band, and we're here to learn how to play bagpipes for some of us, and some of us are here to play bagpipes.
Hark, hark, the pipes are calling.
So we're going to have our practice, which we have every Tuesday and have had for the last 50 years. You start off with what we call a practice chanter, which is sort of like a recorder. It has a reed, and it's the equivalent of the mouthpiece and the chanter, which is the part where the tune comes out and has the finger holes. And you use that the rest of your life, because that's what we learn all the music on. Those run now, I guess they're about $125 for a good one. It takes about 6 months to a year to get up on the actual pipes. We do that too. We help people get up on pipes.
Hold that note just a little bit longer. Hold that second note. It's kind of the same issue as the other.
We don't always have to do a lot of music theory with someone who plays another instrument because they can already read music. But we do teach right from the ground up. If you've never seen a musical note on a piece of paper before, we can help.
But really, you played it pretty well.
This has always been a band of people who are friends and colleagues, an extended family, if you will. The youngest student I've had was 7, and he went on and earned a piping scholarship to Alma and became its pipe major. That's how long I've been doing this. And then the oldest one that I think we started was 88. I didn't pick a chanter up until I was 42. There are 165 varieties of bagpipes around the world. The one everybody's most familiar with is what we play, which is the Highland pipe. It started off being just a simple reed with holes in it being played by shepherds while they watch their flocks. And somebody had a grand idea of supplying air to it with the stomach of a sheep and a sheepskin. And it just kind of went from there. There are regional differences in the music. There's still differences, but it's a little bit more standardized this last 125 years. Queen Victoria is the one who mandated that it be written down. We have 7 basic notes that are on any staff of music that starts with G and runs up to the high G, so that's, 9 notes. And then we have what we call grace notes and decorations, which are combinations of them that are played very, very quickly. And it's to break up the monotony because there's no volume control on a bagpipe. We do retirement parties, we do weddings, we do occasions in the community. Everybody who thinks they have a Scottish root or an Irish root likes to have a piper at their funeral. We do a lot of those. We're the only instrument we know of where people expect you to be dressed in a particular way to play your instrument. People expect a kilt, the bonnet, the knee socks, and the shoes with the funny laces and the sporran, and the whole bit takes about a half an hour to get dressed. It's one of those instruments, there's no middle ground. You either love it or you hate it. There's something about it that stirs right down to the soles of your feet if you love it.
That audio postcard was from WMUK producer Nancy Camden.